This is Marketplace. I'm Kai Rizdahl. Volatility all over the place today, most particularly, of course, in stocks. But allow me, if I might, to direct your attention to bonds. I know, right? Boring? Well, yeah, a little bit. But here's the deal. And at the risk of repeating myself, you really want to know where the economy is going? Look at bonds. And boy, has it been busy over there. Investors have been moving away from risk, out of stocks primarily, into the relative safety of government bonds, so much so that the U.S. 10-year Treasury note was near a three-year low at one point today. Marketplace's Tracy Samuelson gets us going with what bonds are telling us.
Basically, it's telling us that investors are more than a little nervous about what lies ahead for the global economy. Vincent Reinhart is chief economist at BNY Mellon.
Right now, it's a bit of a panic.
He used the P word. But for the record, he thinks investors are overreacting a little bit.
Investors are very concerned about the global economic expansion because of the ongoing trade dispute. They also expect central banks around the world to lower interest rates.
That expectation and the increased demand for bonds, it's pushed bond prices up and yields down, especially for longer-term bonds. Normally, borrowing for a long time costs more than borrowing for a short time. But that's not the case with some bonds right now, as investors look for a safe place to park their money for a while. And this is something of a warning sign, says Guy Leba, chief fixed income strategist at Janney Montgomery Scott.
In my experience, the signals that are being sent loud and clear suggest that the U.S. economy will face a slowdown at some point in the next year.
Thing is, what the bond market predicts doesn't always come to be, says Kathy Jones, chief fixed income strategist at Charles Schwab. But still, that warning it's giving?
Yeah, I think the severity has moved up from yellow towards kind of flashing red lately as the trade war rhetoric and actions have picked up recently.
And investors are seeking safe harbor. I'm Tracy Samuelson for Marketplace.